What's up, people? Kind of late recording today, and today I'm going to talk about income taxes. And no, I'm not a professional, I'm not an accountant or anything. But before I get into that, I want to piggyback off of last week, tapping into your greatness. Like I say, we all have it in us, but we have to figure out how to pull it out of us. Okay. Me, myself, the last 3 months, I've been trying stand-up comedy, and I'm getting better at it, but that's just something about me, and I tapped into my greatness by doing stand-up. Normally, I'm doing it on the weekends, but I'm tapping into my greatness by doing stand up, because it's just something that I never did. I wanted to try, and I hope that you all that are listening, you tap into your greatness by doing something that that you never tried, but you always been scared to take that first step, and you just took the step, you know, because that's the hard part taking the first step to get started. If you get started, you're good. Okay, income tax season. Now is the time, you know, around January, February, you know, March, everybody get your income tax, and it's a cutoff date. And I think if you owe money, you can't duck the IRS. Just go ahead and start paying. You can reach out to them and start paying. Because if you try to duck them, you make it bad for you. You make it bad for you in later years, because they're going to pay more attention to you. Now, when it comes to taxes, I think I've tried every option. I did it myself. I got family. I got friends. Major companies. But I say this. Whatever you do, don't try to go the route that you're going to get a whole lot of money that you know that's not yours. Because the IRS don't play. Now, if you want to get you an accountant, get you an accountant. But the IRS don't play. Now, when you get your taxes done, you got to watch out for people that's saying that they know how to do taxes. Because a lot of times, we will go to someone to do our taxes because somebody sent us to them, because they're saying stuff like, oh, well, so-and-so-and-so can get you a lot of money. It sounds good, but that's not the answer. You shouldn't do that, because if a random person is doing your taxes and they make a mistake, think about this. They're not penalized for making a mistake for doing your taxes. You may be penalized for the next 3 years just because you wanted to go with someone that's going to get you a lot of money back. Yeah, you will take that penalty. And I know one thing a lot of people do too is they'll carry somebody else's kids. You know, it's just because somebody didn't work. So all of a sudden now they'll carry somebody else's kids, and then they give females some money or the guy some money. Me, myself, I just think that's a tricky situation. Because, like I said, in the past, when you do certain things, it'll come back on you. And the IRS is someone that you do not want to play with. And if you know you work and didn't have a lot of money taken out of your taxes, just don't expect to get a lot back. It's just simple as that. It's like you want more than what you put in. And like I say, I'm not a professional tax person or whatever. I just know that it's tax season and everybody wanting as much money back as they can get. Sometimes you might have to go to one of the professional companies, and they charge you according to the amount that you get. Sometimes you might have to take that route to avoid penalties and situations. Because if it's one of the major companies, it's very slim chances that they screw you over or something pops up that you didn't know about. But family and friends doing taxes, it's a tricky situation. And if I were you, I would stay away from family and friends. Before I let family and friends do it, I would log on myself and do it myself. And now, if your taxes are not too complicated, you can pretty much do it yourself. You can log on and do it yourself. Because you think, when you letting friends and family do it, if they're criminals, they get all your information. They get your social security number. They have everything locked. And you got to trust that. So, if you're thinking about doing your taxes, do it the right way. We all need money, but do it the right way and get whatever's coming to you. Don't try to break the bank. It's tax season. Whatever you get, that's good for you. And we all need money to pay bills and stuff, but I don't value money so high. It's like, I like to be happy and I like my health to be in place. But people that's always crazy about a dollar, those are some dangerous people. They always crazy about getting a dollar. They dangerous people. So I'm about to end this, and I'm not a professional, but don't you have somebody doing your taxes because somebody requested them because they can get you a lot of money. It's a scam. Don't do it. You get your accountant or you go to one of the major IRS income tax companies. So it don't come back on you later. All right. Once again, sorry for being so late.